And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
This week, I'm continuing to discuss the topic, Characteristics of Successful Homes. I'm looking this week at some of the principles that mark successful homes. It's widely known that successful homes don't happen by accident. Successful homes are homes where both of the marriage partners work at the developing of success. Sometimes they do it consciously, and sometimes this simply reflects their own home training that allows them to do the right things without thinking about them. Somewhere along the line, though, every marriage calls upon the marriage partners to consciously make decisions that are necessary in order for that home to succeed. And unless these decisions are made unselfishly, there will be trouble down the trail. One fundamental characteristic that must mark a successful home is that the Lord comes first in every matter. You see, a successful home is one that enjoys God's blessings upon it, and His blessings always come where He lies at the heart of the family. One very natural way to give the Lord first place is to establish a regular devotional program in the home. Certainly, mom and dad ought to have their own personal devotional time, a time when they read the Word of God and pray over the various matters of life that concern them. But in addition, the whole family should have a devotional time that's geared to the needs and understanding of the children. By reading the Bible together, by discussing it as a family, by asking and answering questions from the daily reading, by applying it to different situations that come up to involve various family members, you can make the Word of God a living and vital part of your family, and that's necessary in order to have God's blessing upon your home. It's not particularly easy to admit it, but some Christian families have actually caused problems through their devotional program. A dead, dry devotional program is boring to your children. And when you bore them with the study of the Word of God, you teach them that the Word of God is boring. In many homes, the father is the only one who says anything at all in the family's devotional time. He reads the Scriptures, and he comments on the Bible, and he leads in prayer. Once again, this approach can be very boring to your children, killing any interest that they might have in the Bible. In other homes, the family's devotional program is inconsistent. They have it one night and skip it the next two. They have it again and skip it again. In following this pattern, they establish the fact that it really isn't very important. Through these approaches to the Word of God, they create the wrong attitude in their child's mind. How much better it is when mom and dad try to relate the Bible to the needs that their children have, when they involve the children in the devotional program, when they make every possible effort to keep the interest level of the devotions high, so that the children look forward to this time when the family gathers to read and discuss the Word of God. The efforts that you make in this direction as you establish your family's devotional time will help your family be successful. Is this the case in your home? Do you have personal devotions? And do you have a family devotional time? Or have you been careless in this area, not really giving the Lord the position of leadership in your life and family? If this is the case, why don't you set out today to build a good devotional time within your family? Mom and Dad, why don't you discuss the need? Talk over what you're going to do. Think about the right time to hold devotions. Develop ways of involving your children. God will richly bless your efforts to strengthen the family's relationship to Him.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.